Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear five passages, A through E. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 11 through number 20. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Morris Wilson. Morris Wilson was a former soldier who had no technical mountaineering experience and only basic flying skills. Nevertheless, in the 1930s, he had an incredible aim to fly a plane from England to the Himalayas and then climb Mount Everest alone. After World War I, Wilson left the army and traveled around the globe. Gradually, the challenge of climbing Everest became a focus of his attention. At a time when only the best pilots would even consider making such a hazardous air journey, Wilson made plans, purchased a plane, and set off on his daring mission. He took a circuitous route, facing many hurdles along the journey, but somehow finally arrived in India. Once in India, authorities confiscated his plane to stop him from flying over the Himalayas, so he made his way toward them on foot, accompanied by some local guides. His initial assault on Everest resulted in him turning back. Not one to be deterred, he set off again, this time never to return. His frozen body, along with his diary, was later found by a British mountaineering expedition. Although most mountaineering experts agree it is highly unlikely Wilson summited Everest, his audacious attempt to achieve something extraordinary will long be remembered.
Questions. Number 11. What does the speaker say about Morris Wilson? Number 12. What do we learn about Wilson after he arrived in India?
B. Monarchs and Corn. In the late 1990s, a paper published in the journal Nature caused controversy worldwide. The paper, which was published by researchers from a well-known university, claimed that pollen from genetically modified corn plants was a threat to monarch butterflies. The larvae of the butterflies feed on milkweed, a wild plant that is often found growing alongside crops. In the paper, the researchers reported the results of an experiment in which monarch butterfly larvae died after eating milkweed plants that had been deliberately contaminated with corn pollen. Environmental groups seized on the paper's claims as a way to highlight the dangers of genetically modified crops. The corn plants had been genetically engineered to produce corn that was resistant to insect pests by inserting a gene from a bacterium that produces a toxin. The paper created widespread concern because at that time, around one-fifth of the corn grown in the U.S. consisted of this genetically modified variety. However, the researchers' experiment was later criticized because the amount of pollen the butterfly larvae were exposed to was much higher than would occur in fields. Further research suggested that the pollen posed little threat to monarch butterflies.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing we learn about the paper? Number 14. Why was the study later criticized?
C. Child's play. In the late 20th century, unstructured, unsupervised play once a staple in US children's daily routines, began to be replaced by activities involving direct oversight by parents. This was partly due to concern fueled by increased media attention on kidnapping cases, even though the incidents being profiled did not indicate an overall rise in such crimes. Additionally, growing income inequality led parents to feel children must excel academically to ensure future financial stability. Homework and activities curated by adults came to be considered more important than free play. A recent study led by psychology researcher Peter Gray notes that mental health issues in children, such as anxiety and depression, have significantly increased throughout the decades in which opportunities for free play have diminished. When children lack sufficient opportunities for unstructured playtime, there is a decline in their internal locus of control, the feeling of control over the events that occur in one's life. Gray believes children's weakened internal locus of control is a key factor behind the increasing mental health problems. He stresses the importance of healthcare professionals advising parents about the benefits of independent activity for their children's psychological well-being.
Questions. Number 15. According to the speaker, what is one thing that led to the shift in children's play habits? Number 16. What does Peter Gray believe about children's mental health?
D. Mammal life expectancy. In comparison with reptiles, mammals tend to have relatively short life expectancies. Scientists say this could be a legacy of the time millions of years ago when the Earth was dominated by dinosaurs. Since most of the niches for large creatures in this early ecosystem were occupied by dinosaurs, most mammals were no larger than modern cats. Then, because mammals occupied the bottom of the food chain, one theory is that the best survival strategy was rapidly maturing to reproductive age rather than living long enough to grow to an enormous size. Genes for longer lifespans would, therefore, have been less likely to be passed on. This could also be the reason many mammals lack reptiles' remarkable ability for cell repair and regeneration. Some researchers theorize, for example, that many early mammals were forced to become nocturnal because the darkness of night allowed them to evade predators, such as dinosaurs. This could have caused them to discard genes that help the skin undo damage from ultraviolet rays. Mammals' strategy of favoring reproductive capacity may have also meant it was unnecessary to develop features that would have been useful over a longer lifespan, such as reptiles' ability to constantly regenerate teeth.
Questions. Number 17. What do some scientists believe was true of many mammals in the age of the dinosaurs? Number 18. What types of genes do researchers believe many mammals have lost?
E. British World War II internment camps. As World War II progressed, Britain felt increasingly vulnerable in its fight against Germany, and fears were voiced an invasion might be imminent. With such anxiety came a growing suspicion that Germans and nationals of other enemy countries living in Britain could pose a security risk by collaborating with Germany. As a result, thousands of people were sent to internment camps against their will and held with little indication of when they would be released. Ironically, many of these people were refugees who had fled Germany because they had actively resisted or faced persecution from the Nazi regime. One camp was located on the Isle of Man, and the conditions there were considered to be superior relative to those at other camps. The camp administrator provided internees with literature, musical instruments, sheet music, and art materials. This allowed the internees, many of whom were professionals and academics, to partake in numerous cultural and intellectual pursuits, such as playing orchestral chamber music and holding lectures on philosophy. These activities provided the internees some solace, helping them to deal with the psychological burden of being cut off from the outside world and their families and being surrounded by guards and barbed wire.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing the speaker says about people held at camps around the country? Number 20. What does the speaker say about the camp on the Isle of Man?